Now, as I said, is such love and faith ever perfect? There are many who are teaching that it is. And that's really why I've dwelt on this evening, because it seems that this is becoming more and more of a theme in some preaching, the perfection of our love for Christ, the perfection of our faith. And yet when you ask and question these, tell me one time you've loved Christ perfectly. They can't. Tell me one time when you've even believed perfectly. You can't. Hoped. In other words, without ever wavering, hoped perfectly. There's not a person that could say that. In fact, if they do, I truly believe they're deluded. But the idea that somehow, and this is the way it's being explained, and I'll just tell you what I've been told, is that when the Spirit comes into the sinner, He creates a sinless womb somewhere inside of your being, and in that sinless womb grows this love, this faith, and this hope. And so it's perfect and can never sin. I'll tell you what, if that is what is being described, I cannot say that I've ever been regenerated, if that's what regeneration is. Because I cannot say that in me dwells any good thing. That's exactly what the scriptures say. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And I believe that this is at best an illusion to be repented of, but at worst, it is a delusion of mind and spirit. It's a self-righteousness, and one which, if not repented of, will most certainly lead to condemnation.
There's so-called Christians here that support the rebuilding of that temple. They're all behind. I've got some acquaintances that are preachers that have gone over and literally joined in with the Jews at the Wailing Wall. You see them doing this, stiff neck. That's their penitence. They don't bend the neck. If you see them doing this, they're in essence now, yes, Lord, we're stiff-necked people, but hurry up and restore Israel. Promise. That's all they concern about. And there's preachers that hold conferences and preach prophecy as if there's two people of God, as if there's two books. Got the old and the new. You got, and they're vehement about it. Oh no, God is not done with Israel yet. National Israel. Right now there's a parenthesis. But then when Christ comes, He's not coming all the way back to earth. He's gonna take out the church, and then He's going to start again His program with Israel. I will tell you that if that's your thinking, you have completely missed Christ. Because there's no undoing what He has done. Paul said that with regard to, in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, first the natural, then the spiritual. We're not going back to natural. Either Christ finished the work or He didn't. Either there was satisfaction made through His blood and righteousness, so that never, ever again is there ever a need to offer up an animal sacrifice. Stop and think about it. The animal sacrifices did not put away sin. It was just a covering. It's a picture of God's forbearance until Christ came and fulfilled it.
That's the difference between the work of Christ at the cross and the work of the Spirit in the heart. The work of Christ and the cross settled this matter of our condemnation before God. I know people get upset. I get them arguing with me all the time and saying, you're saying to me that you believe that you were justified back there at the cross? I better have been. Because if I wasn't, nothing else is going to get it done. Nothing else is going to get it done. Was I redeemed there? Yes. Was I justified there? Yes. Was my pardon fully settled there? Yes. Thank God. It's through the faith of Christ. That's what it says here. Righteousness, which is through the faith of Christ. The faithfulness of Christ would be another way of reading that. And by His grace and His Spirit, I'm taught of that. He comes in time and teaches me. I hear the jail door opening, the keys, and I think they're coming to put me to death. And wonder of wonders, I find out, no, this matter was settled already by the Son of God. And instead of condemnation, I find peace. I find pardon. Is that hard to understand? This thing was settled when God slew His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Settled!